Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone. Listen, subscribe and follow the podcast. Of course, your YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it. We're back. The NFL season starts tonight. I can't wait. It's the best time of the year. Football is back. Chiefs, Ravens tonight in Kansas City. Of course, tomorrow night we got the Eagles game, and we got a lot going on. Before we start the episode here and get into my NFL season predictions for the year, I just want to remind everyone, let you know that today on WIP, we're honoring the memory of Hugh Thomas Douglas, Hugh's son, who we lost last year, passed away last year, right around this date. And today is in his memory. We're going to be doing this on a yearly basis around this time of year to remember Hugh and to dedicate shows and time to his memory. And there is a foundation in his name that you can donate to, hughtdouglas.org. I'll mention a lot on the midday show today. It is a it's important to me. It's important to the station to support Hugh and his family, and to further the legacy of his son, Hugh Thomas Douglas. So hughtdouglas.org if you want to go and check that out. I appreciate you doing that. And of course, listening tonight, we get the NFL season started. So I went through my Eagles bets. I went through my NFL bets for the year. 24 bowl predictions yesterday. Missed any of those, check it out on the feed on WIP Daily. Today I wanted to roll through my predictions for the season. Division winners, seeding in the playoffs, wild card teams, awards, and my Super Bowl prediction. If you listen to the best bets, you might have an idea of where I'm going, my Super Bowl prediction. But we start here, and let's start with the NFC. We'll go through the division by division, playoff picks, and then we'll go into the AFC as well. I'll go division by division and tell you the final seeding in the NFC. NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles win the division at 10-7. NFC North, the Detroit Lions dominate and win the division again. NFC South, I might regret this. I always regret betting on the Atlanta Falcons, but I'm going to take the Falcons to win the South. Their schedule after week four is very light. It really is. And Kirk Cousins can stay healthy and be the quarterback he has been for the most part of his career, along with the weapons they have. It could be a dynamic football team in Atlanta, at least during the regular season. They win the South. NFC West, the 49ers, although it's going to be choppier, their rest disadvantage is real this year. Short week road games. They have a very challenging schedule. I think their division has improved with the team at the bottom, I think, is coming up to be a playoff team this year. So I don't think it's going to be as easy and simple and drama-free of a year. And the Niners really had one issue last year. There was a three-game tough stretch they had in October, November. Other than that, they dominated the entire season. I think it's going to be choppier for the 49ers, but they do win the NFC West. My wild cards in the NFC, including two surprises, the Green Bay Packers, and I think the Packers and Lions are actually going to fight for the North and the one seed. That's how good I think Green Bay will be. They will be a rare five seed that you go into the playoffs and say, oh my goodness, this isn't your typical five seed. The six seed, the Washington Commanders. Do not be surprised when this team can play. I believe they're going to be a good football team. And I think it's going to start Sunday in Tampa against the Buccaneers. I think they are well above where they have been in years past. I think people will be surprised by how competitive the Commanders are in the NFC right now. And my seventh seed, big leap coming, that is the Arizona Cardinals. I loved the way they played at the end of last season. They came into Philadelphia and they bullied the Eagles. They pushed them around. They've got backs. They've got receivers. They've got Marvin Harrison, Kyler Murray, a year plus off the injury. Their defense has more playmakers for the NFL draft. They're going to be a better football team. They lost a pass rusher a couple weeks ago. That's going to hurt, but I think Arizona takes that jump. I think Gannon's a smart coach. I thought that when he was here in Philadelphia. Drew Petzing is a smart offensive mind. Here come the Cardinals as the seventh seed in the NFC. So my seedings in the NFC, number one, the Detroit Lions. Number two, the Atlanta Falcons. Number three, the San Francisco 49ers. Number four, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number five, the Green Bay Packers. Number six, the Washington Commanders. Number seven, the Arizona Cardinals. That sets up a wild card weekend, a super wild card weekend in the NFC with the Falcons against the Cardinals, with the 49ers against the Commanders, And with the Eagles hosting the Green Bay Packers, we start the season and end the season the exact same way, the Eagles and the Packers. All right, let's go to the AFC. In the East, I started the summer very down on this team, and I still think there's question marks. But the more I think about it, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, the Jets have enough. I heard Bill Belichick recently talking about how dynamic their pair of weapons are with Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. I think the Jets are a flawed division-winning type of team, but there's a baseline here, like there was a baseline with the Brady Bucks of there's players here. There's some talent on defense. There is a system. There is, you know, a pass rush, and we'll see if Hassan Reddick joins the fray. There are linebackers here. There are corners. There's a lot to work with here that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be the MVP Aaron Rodgers of 4 years ago to get this team to 10 wins and a division title or 11 wins and a division title. I think the Jets host their first playoff game since 2002. The New York Jets win the AFC East. AFC North, I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals to win this division. I was very impressed last year by the job that Zach Taylor did, even as Joe Burrow went down in the month of November and never came back. They were still in the thick of the playoff race. Now they get Burrow back. They'll get Ja'Marr Chase on the field. You know, if not by week one with a new contract, they'll get him on the field. Slew of weapons. They've got young guys even behind T. Higgins and what they have with Ja'Marr Chase. The offensive line is probably the best it's been in the Burrow era. The defense will bounce back this year. I really like the Bengals to be a force in the AFC. They're the North winner. The AFC South, here's a surprise for you, and it's a good bet at 3-1. I have the Indianapolis Colts taking the division. You already know I believe that we're going to see a big jump at the Anthony Richardson. I mentioned a few days ago in the betting for the season podcast we did that I think Richardson at 35-1 is an interesting bet to win the MVP. I think he's going to pop. Shane Steichen is a very, and I mean a very gifted offensive mind, really good coach. He will have him ready to roll and ready to play big-time football starting Sunday at home against the Houston Texans. Give me the Colts to win the AFC South and host a playoff game. And in the West, come on, let's not do anything that's unnecessary here besides pencil the Chiefs in to win the division again. The Chiefs are going to be better than they were last year. It was a very choppy season. I mean, they lost at home to the Raiders on Christmas. They lost at home to start the year to the Detroit Lions before the Lions even realized they were that good. They were not a great football team last year until they had to be in January, and they gutted through three. I mean, they really gutted through four playoff games in a really dynastic version of it reminded me, it was the most the Chiefs reminded me of the Patriots, what they did in the playoffs last year. They weren't perfect. It was a down year for them. And yet, boom, they still won the Super Bowl. They're going to be better this year. They will be way more dynamic on offense. Xavier Worthy will make headway early. They're deeper running back. Their offensive line will be better. And will they miss LeJarius Sneed a little bit? Yeah, they will. But Steve Spagnuolo will overcome it, and they'll still be a top 10 defense. Give me the Chiefs in the AFC West. All right, the seedings in the AFC, which of course then include my wild cards. Number one, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Cincinnati Bengals. Number three, the New York Jets. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts. My wild cards in the AFC, including a surprise team on the outside looking in of the postseason. The fifth seed, wild card, the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo will go back to the playoffs. I respect Josh Allen too much to have them outside the playoffs, even though they lost a lot. Matt Milano just lost a couple weeks ago. A lot of veterans gone. It's a retooling year, but still one that leads to a postseason berth in Buffalo. Sixth seed, they get in, even though they don't win the division this time. That's the Houston Texans. And the seventh seed, one of my surprises in the NFL, consider this a Commanders or a Cardinals of the AFC, that is the Denver Broncos. I think Bo Nix is going to pop right away. I think Sean Payton is going to have this team ready to go. And with their schedule, they're going to win more games than you think. I look at their schedule recently. I'm like, wait a second. There's wins to be had here for the Denver Broncos. They will surprise the NFL. And Sean Payton will remind everyone, he can coach. He's not a dummy. And he could be a successful coach once again. The Broncos make the playoffs, which means out of the playoffs this year, the Miami Dolphins. Out of the playoffs this year, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, all out of the postseason this time around. All right, awards. The awards, and then we'll come back to how the playoffs shape up. MVP. Now, I gave you some of my best bets. I'll take the flyer on Jordan Love at 14-1. I'll take the flyer on Jared Goff 25-1. I'll take the flyer on Anthony Richardson at 35-1. But the winner of the MVP this year will be Patrick Mahomes. He will bounce back statistically. This is going to be a 14-win team in Kansas City. Give me Mahomes to win another MVP. Offensive player of the year, I am buying the hype. I think after last year, he's got his legs under him. The new coordinator will use him in the passing game and the running game. It's an explosive offense now with a better quarterback, takes the pressure off of him. And I think this is the year that Bijan Robinson of the Atlanta Falcons really emerges into a superstar. He's the offensive player of the year in the NFL, defensive player of the year. I gave you this bet in the best bets episode. Aiden Hutchinson. The Lions are going to be one of the stories, if not the story of the NFL this year. And Hutchinson pops with a 17-plus sack season. He's the defensive player of the year in the NFL. Offensive rookie of the year. I thought about Caleb Williams. I think the Bears will be in the mix to be in the playoffs, but ultimately miss out. I thought about Jaden Daniels, who I have leading a team to the playoffs. But I think statistically, the best rookie quarterback this year in terms of efficiency and wins, when you combine those two, is going to be Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos. It reminds me a little bit, the Bo Nix thing, of Carson Wentz early in his career, where he came in with a lot of experience. He came in with a lot of, you know, snaps as a starting quarterback, older, and it was just able to hit the ground running more. And he, you know, when a former quarterback as his coach, a real professional staff there in Philadelphia, and Carson Wentz hit the ground running. I think Bo Nix could hit the ground running and take home an offensive player of the year in his rookie year. Give me Bo Nix to win offensive rookie of the year. Quinyon Mitchell, Philadelphia Eagles, is my pick for the defensive rookie of the year. He's going to play a lot. He's going to play everywhere. He strikes me as a playmaker, and I think he will turn some games for the Eagles with his play. Quinyon Mitchell wins the defensive rookie of the year. And my coach of the year? Look, based on my playoffs, you know, it had to be an Andy Reid or a Dan Campbell, the one seeds, or who are the surprise teams? Who are the teams that win the most over their win total? So in my world, that, you know, as I play it out, Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon, Dan Quinn, Raheem Morris, and Sean Payton were really what it came down to for me, because they're all overachieving based on where they're projected to land in the standings and what their win total is heading into the season. But the Broncos enter the season with a 5.5 win total. If they get to 9 or 10 wins and make the postseason, that's a big feather in the cap of Sean Payton. And I have Sean Payton taking home the Coach of the Year award. So Mahomes, MVP, Bijan Robinson, Offensive Player of the Year, Aiden Hutchinson, Defensive Player of the Year, Bo Nix as the Offensive Rookie of the Year, Quinyon Mitchell as the Defensive Rookie of the Year, Sean Payton as the Coach of the Year in the NFL. Those are my awards. Now, let's get to how I have the playoffs shaking out. Let me get to the final four in each conference. So I have the Chiefs and Lions as the ones. They have the byes. And then we have wildcard weekend in the AFC will be the Bengals hosting the Broncos. It'll be the Jets hosting the Texans. It'll be the Buffalo Bills at the Indianapolis Colts for wildcard weekend in the NFL. Now, as we play this thing out, here is how I have the AFC and the NFC championship game in each of the respective conferences. In the AFC, once again, it's becoming a theme here over the last, you know, handful of years, and it will continue to be one, much like Brady and Manning was. I have the Cincinnati Bengals visiting the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and I have the Chiefs winning that game, heading back, going for the three-peat, going for history. In the NFC, I have, in the championship game, the Detroit Lions taking on the San Francisco 49ers, a rematch of last year. And this time, the Lions get him. The Lions at home in the dome with Jared Goff and company take down the 49ers. They win the NFC Championship. And that sets up the Lions and the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 down in New Orleans. And a big theme of this year, a big part of my predictions for the season, is the Lions have a scheduling advantage. 14 of their 17 games will be played indoors. 14 of 17. That's a Jared Goff special. They'll play both of their NFC home games indoors in Detroit. And the Super Bowl this year, it is in a dome. It is in New Orleans. And this time, I have the Detroit Lions going down to New Orleans, Super Bowl 59, and stopping the Chiefs from making history. The Lions, just like they did last year in week one, upset the Chiefs. Very close game. Lions over the Chiefs, Super Bowl 59. Dan Campbell and Jared Goff take home the hardware in a narrow victory over Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So Mahomes goes to another one. He doesn't win this one, though. The Chiefs come up this short of repeating and repeating again and having a three-peat, the winner of the Super Bowl this year, the Detroit Lions. Those are my picks for the season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We're live today at the Chesapeake in Restaurant Marina down in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Come on down and, of course, listen in. We'll honor Hugh T. Douglas's memory today on the Midday Show. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy NFL season. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.